you got something brewing.
No, I can't read anything from this.
Yes, you can.
But I'll read it after.
Yes, you can. So today's topic is birthdays. The reason why, because yesterday was Jen's birthday. She's not with us today. She's actually editing. But somehow we decided to come up with the topic of best and worst birthday stories. So I know Kayla's been talking, been hyping up this bad birthday experience.
I have like disappointing birthdays, I think.
Let's hear about your disappointing birthdays.
I don't even set my expectations high. They're just always disappointing, no matter what. Mm-hmm. The worst, ultimate worst one, like I was a young, innocent 13-year-old thinking that my parents would be so nice and get me a great gift for my 13th birthday, but I was wrong. So my dad and my younger sister picked me up from school on my 13th birthday, and there was a Puggle puppy in the car, and obviously I would think it was for me. Why wouldn't I? You're picking me up on my 13th birthday, and I was like, it's mine, right? And they kind of didn't really say anything, but they were like, yeah, like kidding, and let me play with it all day long. Everyone came for my birthday party, played with the dog. I was telling everyone it was mine. And then my mom's like, yeah, it's my friend's. I have to go give it back now. I was like, are you kidding me?
Why didn't they tell you this?
I don't know.
Like,
it was
why?
Literally
like,
that's the cruelest thing ever.
That's so cruel
that
for a 13-year-old.
That's all I wanted for my 13th birthday.
It was a dog.
And
that's
they
so cruel.
Gave it to me and then took it away. It was
brutal.
So
wow.
Mean.
Sean, can you top that? Did you have any bad birthdays?
It's not my 18th birthday wasn't exactly a bad birthday, but I spent like the whole day just like alone. Like there was just like nothing. My birthday's in the middle of January, so
yeah.
I forget why, but I just wasn't doing anything. I just stayed home and I just
did nothing.
I just did nothing.
I'm kind of the best though.
You did nothing.
I just played games and just kind of hung out with myself.
I did that on my 16th birthday because everyone had to go to my sister's basketball game and forgot about me. Usually I get a snow day for my birthday, though, because it's in February. So it doesn't always end up bad.
Trying to think if I had a bad... I did have a bad birthday a couple years ago because I was dating this girl and we got into like this massive argument about like plans for the night, and she was just a horrible human being for us now, so... So that's why it didn't last that long. But I just remember that was probably my worst birthday because it was just spent arguing with this horrible ex-girlfriend of mine. So on the bright side, is there any better birthday stories?
When I was like 8, maybe, my parents rented out this awesome like kids place that had like, it was called Kid Sports. It was like this place that had like this big indoor like playground and then like this like whole back room with like a bunch of fun activities to do and like an arcade and stuff, and I have no idea how my parents afforded it, but it was it was a really good time. I like got to bring like all my classmates in and like
wow,
just have a great time.
Not bad. Pretty good. How about you, Kayla? Anything more promising than?
Not really. There's one. I think we had a snow day, so all my friends came over and we just like went in the hot tub like pretty much all day long in the snow, and my mom took like weird pictures of us like in the hot tub and then on our swing set, like in bathing suits, like in the snow, like it was a blizzard.
How old were you?
She like sent it to the friggin' newspaper and we were in the newspaper with it. I was like, this is the most embarrassing thing ever. I have like braces in the hot tub, like, yeah. Like, it's horrible.
We have to find this photo.
I think we found it while we were moving.
We have to find this. Sean, we have to make this a
it's
quest
horrible.
To find this photo. This ultra embarrassing photo.
You know her mom. Why don't you just ask him?
I should ask him.
She probably has it on her phone, so please don't.
I should. I'm trying. For me, I've had two recent birthdays that were pretty good. My 30th birthday was a lot of fun. We had a lot of people at the house and, you know, shenanigans and whatnot. Last year's birthday was really fun. Vanessa had planned a night dinner out. In the process, I had a little too much to...
Too much to drink?
Not too much to drink. I wasn't drunk, but, you know, libations were in. I was in a good mood, good spirits. So Vanessa picked me up at my house. We were going to British Beer Works in Hingham with me and my friends. And so she's like, can you show me how to get there?
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't know how to get to the Hingham Shipyard from my house? Like, seriously? Like, you know, it's one of those things in the back of your mind. It's like, okay, whatever. So we get there, and then we have dinner, blah, blah. It's like 12 of us, 12, 15 of us. And a cake comes out. And I'm like, how did you get a cake here? And she's like, I went here and then went and picked you up. And I was like, And, you know, at this point I was on my fourth, you know, 20-ounce watermelon beer. Yeah. And I was like, I was like, you lying son of a... And, like, I yelled, like, in humorous, but I yelled it out loud in the middle of this crowded restaurant with everyone looking at me and being, you know, kind of horrified over the fact that I called my girlfriend a lying son of a gun.
Yeah, yeah. Know,
in the middle of a restaurant, you know, because I didn't realize that she had dropped off a cake previously, so...
She got you with the lie.
Yeah. It was a good night.
That's awesome.
It was a good night. You guys are a little bit younger than me. Emphasis on
years.
Little. Yeah, 10 years. Is there a point, when's the point when you kind of don't really care about your birthday anymore?
22. Yeah. Do not care anymore.
After 21, it's like all downhill.
Yeah.
See, I'm turning 35 next month, and I'm just like...
I'm going to be 25 in February, and I want to throw up thinking about it.
25 in January.
It's not that bad, guys. Honestly... Your 20s are like...
I'm still living at home, so...
I lived at home until I was like 26.
My dad is like, I lived at home until I was 28. You'll be fine. I was like, I will not be living at all.
I lived at home until I was 26. So,
I can't do it.
It's not... But honestly, your 20s are so much fun. You're like, late 20s till like you get to like early 30s are a blast. I'm telling you right now, it's not bad to be 25.
The hangovers are getting worse, so that's not fun.
I'm trying not to go down dark.
That's true.
Trying not to go with the dark down dark roads, but yeah, there are certain things I can't. Like, there are certain partying for certain amounts of partying I can't do anymore like I used to.
Yeah,
like we were at a friend's wedding last weekend. You know, when we were like 25, 26 at a wedding, you could party till 3 o'clock in the morning. Now it's like midnight, and everybody's like, "All right, I'm really tired. I'm going to bed." Or I'm really hungry. Can we get pizza? Like that's what it becomes. And then you have like your friends who have children, and they're just like, oh, they're just in bed by 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So.